Well, Coach, you take a look at that game. It wasn't your best in the first period. Did you leave the first period thinking to yourself, we've survived it? You know, we took everything they had and we're 0-0?
Well, obviously, Carter made some huge saves. But the one thing for me, it was just our execution. Like, we were off. And they're a team that has a terrific transition game. They can hem you in. And until we got to the second period and we started shooting the puck, it started to loosen up for us. And we were able to get a lot of good zone time. You know, the goal there, Tomer's trying to make a play to a wide open Scandella. So you can't really fault them on that. Then I thought the second and third period were really good. I mean, just at the start, I thought we were a little tentative. And, you know, we're playing a really good team, and it's tough to win in this building. And I think we just gave them a little bit too much respect. We settled in the second, got our legs underneath it. We started shooting the pucks, getting pucks to the net, and that created a lot for us.
Did it seem like in the second it seemed like they still got some really good chances? In the third they didn't. It seemed like that was your period in the third. That was Sabre hockey in the third, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was. They're a good team. I mean, they move the puck well, especially that top line, and their D get involved in the play. And I think we just had some missed coverage in our own zone, and again, Carter had to bail us out, but we held it together, though. It was only 1-0. We stayed the course. I mean, we didn't go searching for anything, and in the third period, I thought was our best period of the game.
You know, did the fact that it was scoreless after one, as you know, poorly as you guys might have played, did that kind of help you guys, you know, regain momentum and, you know, that helped kind of turn the tide a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, in a building like this, where the crowd's loud and they feed off it, coming in after one, just, you know, getting regrouped and getting back to what makes us successful, what makes us go. And our transitional game was much better. You know, obviously in the first we did not transition well, and that meant that their transition game was coming on top of us. But in the second period I thought we did a better job. We did miss some coverage in a little bit in the second, but overall I thought we kept them to the outside in the third, and they had some good zone time, but they really didn't get a lot of shots at that point.
You've beaten two of the best teams in the National Hockey League here in Tampa Bay and Winnipeg. You didn't play your best game in either one. I mean, there's better to come. Does that say a lot about what your hockey team is right now?
Well, I just think, you know, we bent a little bit, but we didn't break. I think last year we maybe would have broke a little bit more and gave the game away, but we hung in there, and that's what's great about this group. That they stick with it. You know, we make some adjustments in between periods, and they follow through with those adjustments. But it's good. It's great for them. They've shown the resiliency up to this point in the season.
When you said you were looking for a dirty goal near the net on the power play, could that be the one that maybe...
I was just, you know, you look at the power play, we just kept trying to shoot, you know, and trying to get the puck to the net, and the volume of shots were there. And then we get in there, and it creates, you know, second and third opportunities, and that's a perfect example of it.
I'm just curious more than anything else. You haven't used Jeff Skinner in either one of your shootouts. How come?
I just go in with different guys. I mean, we go and we do it in practice, and just felt going with those guys, get the job done. Obviously, Casey had him beat. He just didn't hit the crossbar. That would have ended the game. And then Carter came up with some big saves in the shootout, and Palmer keeps it going. So credit to them that they stuck with it.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Joe.